This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms, and you can join those over at discord.lrn.fm, so feel free to hop into one of those, and then you'll sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with us. And tonight, in that studio, it's me, Ian.
Nobody.
And Chris.
Chris, you're here with Think Penguin, also Freedom Decrypted. Nobody here with LikeNobody.com, FreedomDecrypted.com. That's your website, Chris. You guys cover, it's a liberty-oriented tech show, and obviously you cover issues like the one we're going to discuss here tonight. So I'm glad you brought it in tonight, because this one sounds like a big one. They're talking about banning end-to-end encryption in the United States.
That's correct.
Is that right?
Yeah, it's kind of going about it in a liability way, in which effectively it sounds like they're going to remove the liability protections, and I'll let you guess as to what they're blaming this time, but I can tell you who's going to benefit.
Whose liability protections?
Basically, companies, internet providers, and service providers on the internet have protection against people posting stuff on their websites and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
And so,
meaning messaging
programs and so forth.
Meaning that on the Free Talk Live forum.
Right.
If you were to go and post something illegal to that forum,
yep.
We shouldn't or didn't have liability for that.
Correct.
You're saying they're talking about getting rid of that, and
yep.
That somehow ties into a proposal to end encryption?
Yeah, end-to-end encryption. So basically, I honestly haven't read the full story yet, but I have a summary of what it was saying. And basically, it sounds like they're going to basically remove the liability protections that currently exist for certain types of content. And then, of course, you know, they'll move on to add additional types of content as the years move on. So right now it's going to be, I think they were using the excuse of child porn, or something mm-hmm. like that. And then, obviously, you know, it never ends with child porn. It always starts with child porn, and then it goes to, you know, terrorism or whatever else, and then copyright and so on.
But when does it get to encryption? It seems like you're skipping some steps.
So basically, the whole point is you have to enable the government to, like, monitor the content. So the example
so
would
they're
be
not
something
talking
like
talking about outlawing using encryption. They're talking about outlawing.
I want to back up. I haven't read the whole story yet, but let's look at the story then.
Would you mind bringing that up? That feels like something we should be talking about. I mean, the proposal to prohibit encryption in the United States sounds like a clear violation of freedom of speech.
Well, it doesn't sound like they're doing that. They're not making it a crime to have a copy of PGP or to have a PGP encrypted file.
It's end-to-end encryption, effectively, because if you cannot monitor...
Well, they're talking about end-to-end encryption in, like, messaging systems.
Well, that means that the message that you send is allegedly encrypted when you send it, transmitted encrypted, and then decrypted on the other end. Isn't that what end-to-end means?
So end-to-end means that the middleman doesn't know what it is that you're sending back and forth, and they cannot decrypt it.
But, of course, most of the time, if you encrypt something and decrypt something, there is no middleman. There's no middleman if you encrypt something, email it, and the guy you email it to decrypts it. There's nobody to sue there. Mm-hmm. They could only be dealing with automating the task of end-to-end encryption across a particular communication channel that somebody is monitoring.
I'll give you an example. If you're using, like, say, something like Telegram, and it's basically got this central server, and you're encrypted between your system and the server, mm-hmm. and between the server and the other person you're trying to talk to. But in that scenario, basically, not in this case, this is not how Telegram works. It is using end-to-end encryption. So if they were not using end-to-end encryption, though, this would be how it would work. And they would be able to see the messages, okay? Mm-hmm. They would be able to censor them. They would be able to block content. They'd be able to do, right. like, text detection, yeah, somebody like what was being sent and block it if it was unpopular speech or something like that.
Yeah, so Aria sent me a screenshot the other day. She was having a conversation with somebody through Facebook Messenger.
Right, that's not end-to-end. Wait, I'm not sure about Facebook Messenger. If Facebook's not end-to-end, though.
I suspect
Facebook
it's
Messenger
not.
Is not encrypted. Facebook can see everything you post.
Right, so okay. They blocked... she tried to give the person she was talking to a link to Dogecoin, which is a cryptocurrency.
Yeah, this is a perfect example.
And they blocked it.
Right.
They blocked Dogecoin.
So that's not, they're not using end-to-end encryption in that case.
Yeah.
And so basically...
But you said there's another way where the center party, the server or whatever, mm-hmm. is encrypting communications to the participants, but keeping it unencrypted on their server.
Effectively, yeah. So what's going on is the middleman can see what it is you're doing, so i.e. government, the corporation mm-hmm. can see what you're doing. We're sending back and forth.
Now, does
but
this
nobody
affect
else can.
Standard email?
It's a good question. Like, I mean, how can they, who's going to be liable in the case of, say, sending a PGP message, right?
Yeah, it would have to be everybody running an SMTP server in the world.
I don't know.
So this might actually be a decent thing in that it's going to force people off, it's going to force people back to email.
Let's not get too far ahead of ourselves. Let's hear what this is, because I still don't even know what the proposal is.
Yeah,
so what's going on?
It's basically, based off what I've summary read, it sounds like they're basically going to make the company that developed the tool, so in that case, I guess PGP or maybe the GPG developers, liable for anything that gets transmitted. Like,
huh?
Yeah, that's illegal.
See, that's going to be very hard because they've already determined the software is First Amendment protected speech.
Yeah.
I would agree. But this is what the bill says. Just because something is not constitutional doesn't mean they won't pass it.
Oh, it doesn't mean they won't pass it. I think they might have problems enforcing it. But let's hear the story.
Let's get into the story. And,
and
because I, like I said, I only read the summary of it. This story is coming from The Verge, and the title of the bill is A New Bill Could Punish Web Platforms for Using End-to-End Encryption.
Okay, so it's web platforms, not software developers.
I would hold off on that.
The guy who writes PGP is not a web platform.
Well, okay, so first of all, they're talking about Telegram in this story, and I haven't... You understand that these headlines
don't necessarily mean...
Right, aren't accurate, right?
Yeah. Let's go, please.
Yeah. All right, so a Section 230 change could have an ulterior motive. That's the sub-headline. A new bill would reduce legal protections for apps. So they're not just talking about websites and websites, potentially jeopardizing online encryption. The draft bill would form a National Commission on Online Child Exploitation Prevention to establish rules for finding and removing child exploitation content. Yeah, so if companies don't follow these rules, they could lose some protection under Section 230 of the Communication Decency Act, which largely shields companies from liability over users' posts. Reports from Bloomberg and the Information say Senator Lindsey Graham is behind the bill, currently dubbed the Eliminating Abusive and Rampant Neglect of Interactive Technologies Act. It would amend,
that's a mouthful.
Yeah, tell me about it. It would amend Section 230 to make companies liable for state prosecution and civil lawsuits over child abuse and exploitation-related material unless they follow the committee's best practices. Hmm. In other words, ending end-to-end encryption. Because if it's end-to-end encrypted, you wouldn't be able to detect or pick up on that material that was being exchanged or whatever.
Hmm.
They wouldn't lose Section 230 protections for other content like defamation and threats, but it doesn't matter because once you break end-to-end encryption, they can do, all bets are off, basically. Mm-hmm. The bill doesn't lay out specific rules, but the committee, which would, and that's also dangerous because it doesn't say, they can just change the rules arbitrarily and, what do you want to call them, administrative organizations that get set up for this type of thing are basically they can change this stuff at will generally.
Yeah, they become little unelected dictators.
Right, right.
Downsize DC had a thing about that called Write the Bills Act that wanted to shut all that down and make Congress write
the regulations.
Every enforcement.
Oh, wow.
Every regulation that they wanted enforced.
So it sounds like it, and you're going to tell us more here in a moment, but it sounds like they're saying that if the company doesn't do what this committee of bureaucrats says to do, then their protections get wiped away, and one of the things they're going to say to do is, you can't use encryption anymore.
Right, because then they wouldn't be able to stop the exchange of whatever it is, communications that they want.
The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE like freedom. This is Free Talk Live.
Have you heard of LibertyCon? LibertyCon is not only a convention with great speakers like Whole Foods CEO and co-founder John Mackey and Nobel Prize winner Vernon Smith, but it's also unique because you get a chance to network with more than 70 pro-liberty organizations, one-on-one for the purpose of career advancement, business, and internship opportunities. April 3rd through 5th in Washington, D.C. You can learn more by visiting LibertyCon.com and use code FTL for a $10 discount on your registration. That's LibertyCon.com.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divi. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divi, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divi already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DiviProject.org. DiviProject.org.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Live. You're invited here. If you want to join us on the radio, you can. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Are they trying to outlaw encryption in the United States? Well,
yeah, absolutely, no. Because that's what okay, so certainly end-to-end
they're encryption. they're trying to outlaw running certain online services which use encryption, but they are not trying to outlaw possession of PGP or writing PGP or anything like that. So to say they're outlawing encryption is in several ways a stretch. They're outlawing running any service and they're outlawing running an online service that
permits uses the use of encryption. Yeah.
In a particular way.
Yeah. So I definitely want to make clear that there's been statements by the authors, I believe, of this bill and others, other Congress critters, that explicitly say they want to outlaw end-to-end encryption. So there's no.
Oh,
question.
They do want to.
That's what this whole bill is about.
Yeah. So well, whether okay, or not. So we're going to get into it further here, but I do want to let you know also about local.bitcoin.com. It is a global platform with privacy. They actually don't require ID to sign up for the site at local.bitcoin.com. It'll let you buy or sell Bitcoin Cash with dozens of payment methods, and it's super easy. It's a nice-looking site. Go over to local.bitcoin.com. You can get started there. Again, local.bitcoin.com. So what you have said so far, and this is The Verge, that's the source that you're sharing this from here, Chris.
Correct.
They are saying that somebody has put forward a bill in Congress. I don't think that person's been named quite yet in the story, but somebody who hates privacy has put forward a bill that essentially is telling these companies that may have been using end-to-end encryption, meaning that the company is providing the encryption service, but they supposedly don't have the ability to, you know, they don't have like a backdoor key or whatever to it. We don't really know, though, because you can't really, look at their codes. You kind of have to take their word for it. But presuming that it's true that they don't have the key to the encryption service they're providing their customers so their chatters can chat one-on-one without anybody in the middle being able to monitor it.
They would become liable, effectively.
This is saying that if companies continue to do this, that then they will no longer have the protections from liability that some Communications Decency Act gave to them at some point, where it said basically, okay, well, if you guys are doing things illegal over this encrypted channel, then we're not liable for it. Or if somebody posts something that's illegal on your website, you're not liable for it. And we've seen them trying to whittle
generally
away.
Generally speaking, yes.
Yeah, they've been whittling away at that in recent years, where we've seen companies like Backpage.com being targeted for what their users have posted on their sites. So I don't even know if that even holds true anymore, that they're not liable for the user's content.
The Backpage, the people behind Backpage won case after case after case. It's you know, they did get shut down by the federal government here, but that case, I think, is still going through the courts. So I don't know that we have a conclusion to
that. So you don't think that's over yet?
I don't think that's over yet, and it seems hard to believe.
That was a vendetta against Backpage.com, they did everything they could whenever they saw something that looked like actual trafficking or looked like a child. They would be calling law enforcement on the phone and say, hey, somebody posted this.
They went above and beyond what they were required by law to do, and they were still attacked and targeted.
And now they're saying that if you use end-to-end encryption, presuming this law gets passed, it's a proposal,
still,
that if your site uses end-to-end encryption, you will lose any liability protections, and therefore, if it is found at some point, let's say that a website's still using end-to-end encryption even after this law gets passed.
Right.
They're allowed to do that. They just lose their liability protections.
Right.
So if you guys are,
that's the idea.
In theory, you're doing something illegal over that end-to-end encrypted service, and somebody, let's say nobody gets arrested, and they go through his messages, and they find that he was using this end-to-end service, then they can go after the website, assisting
the service. It doesn't have to be a website, whatever the service is. So, usually
chats,
it's like something like
service, Telegram.
I want to say, Telegram, but Telegram wasn't an example here. WhatsApp was the example because WhatsApp apparently uses end-to-end encryption. So
supposedly. The Facebook Messenger thing.
Yeah, that would be illegal. They wouldn't be able to provide that app anymore that provides the end-to-end encryption.
Now, Telegram's not based in the United States. Would that be a factor?
Yeah, obviously it's a factor. Now, it doesn't necessarily mean the U.S. government won't attempt to go after the people behind it.
They are. They're trying to go after them for having a cryptocurrency now.
Well, this is true. But the question is, depending on where you are in the world and what country you're in and what the particular country says and whether or not it wants to cooperate with U.S. extradition and mm-hmm. so forth, you know, determines whether or not, and the reality
there's
is...
There's no extradition in civil cases. This is talking about removing protection from civil liability?
Criminal and civil liability, actually.
Huh?
I believe it says criminal and civil liability here later in the story.
If you got more, let's keep going.
I can keep going. The bill doesn't lay out specific rules, but the committee, which would be chaired by the Attorney General, is likely to limit how companies encrypt users' data. Large web companies have moved toward end-to-end encryption, which keeps data encrypted for anyone outside of a conversation, including the companies themselves.
Right, which is the direction Mega Upload ended up going.
Right.
Remember,
and this is what they're trying to target. This is what the politicians are trying to target.
Right,
they don't like this end-to-end encryption.
Right, remember Kim.com, the founder of Mega Upload, he got raided by the federal government, the U.S. government in Australia, I believe it was, or New Zealand.
He was in.
But yeah, I mean,
he's from Australia, I think.
He was in his home.
Or no, Germany.
They came in with a helicopter and you know rappelled down and raided his house.
This was on behalf of the United States government.
It was the U.S. government, from what I understand.
They were partaking in the raid,
yeah,
I believe. Yeah,
they went there. And they've
but
been
it was in New Zealand, so
correct.
It was
they've been trying to extradite him.
With their government.
Sure, and they've been trying to extradite him ever since.
Right.
And they were saying, well, you were running this service. You knew people were using it for transferring movies or music and, you know, other pirating of licensed content or whatever. And, you know, he couldn't claim total ignorance because they weren't encrypted. So then he launched a competing site that was encrypted. And
right.
So then basically his point was, well, we don't know what you're doing
so,
now.
So, I mean, here's the thing. You have to have more specific knowledge. It can't just be general knowledge in order for them to, well, theoretically, legally, they're supposed to have, like, more specific knowledge. Right. So if you are, for example, and a great example of this would be like LimeWire, I think. So LimeWire actually, or maybe, no. Actually, MP3Tunes is actually a better example. So MP3Tunes, the developers were uploading their own ripped music from CDs,
uh-oh,
audio CDs, and that was the only thing they did. They didn't publish this service. It was a music locker, okay?
Uh-huh.
And they didn't publish this or advertise this as being for pirating music or anything of that nature, and yet they were still found basically to be liable because one of the developers tested the service with music that he ripped. Now, had he used, fake audio that he created, like
mm-hmm.
just, you know,
whatever,
random noise,
yeah,
the service would have been fine. But, yeah, so.
Huh. Okay.
It's pretty crazy.
Hmm. So they're going to make a working group, task force or whatever, some set of bureaucrats or appointees or whatever, and they're going to sit there and come up with all these rules. So that's why the bill doesn't say what the rules are.
Nope.
The bill just says you'll have to follow whatever these best practices are.
They're effectively being given the authority to make the law.
Right.
So that's how that works. So we call
it typical for regulations.
Rules sound like, oh, no big deal, but that's not really the case. They're effectively making law.
Right. Well, that's typical for bureaucracy,
where the
bureaucracy and the bureaucrats are empowered to just write whatever they want. The FDA is a good example of this, the FCC.
Yep.
855-453, if you want to weigh in here, share your thoughts, 855-453, like freedom, or call us on the Discord call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm, and you can join us here on the radio. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash? Now with AnyPay, you earn passive income for every purchase at those businesses. Finally, a financial incentive to spread Bitcoin Cash and Dash. You made it happen, so you receive the rewards. Download the AnyPay Cash Register app and add your cryptocurrency wallet addresses. Then install it at a real-life business and tell us what you did at AnyPayInc.com. AnyPayInc.com.
Do you ever feel like you're in jail, a virtual jail, because of your job or maybe your current relationship where you're not allowed to do what you really want to do? I'm Caleb Jones, and I have taught hundreds of thousands of men how to create low-work, high-income businesses and how to date women under your terms. Watch our free, on-demand replay training with me so you can learn how to create location-independent income and date women the way you want. Go to alpha.freetalklive.com.
U.S. USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Senate has voted to not allow witnesses and documents in President Trump's impeachment trial. Two Republican senators broke rank and voted yes, Susan Collins and Mitt Romney. All others were along party lines. Minority Leader Chuck Schumer said it will be remembered as the day the Senate did not live up to its responsibilities and went along with a sham trial.
It's a grand tragedy, one of the worst tragedies that the Senate has ever overcome. America will remember this day, unfortunately.
Democrats are meeting to decide on their strategy going forward. There was an incident at President Trump's home in Mar-a-Lago. The Florida Highway Patrol was following a black SUV as it broke through not one, but two security points. The vehicle and the suspects are currently in custody. This is USA Radio News.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA? Or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance. You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! So our toll-free number for you is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms at discord.lrn.fm. We're talking about a scary proposal that may eliminate the, at least corporate, use of end-to-end encryption. The government coming at this from the perspective of, well, you know, we gave you these protections from liability for what your users do, and, oh, we could just take those protections away if you continue to use end-to-end encryption. At least that's what's maybe on the horizon if this bill moves forward, and there's going to be a strong argument from the statist perspective to move this forward. They're going to argue,
oh, yeah,
you know, there's all these bad things being done on the internet, and it's all being protected by these corporations who, you know, they're saying they just want to protect their users' privacy, but they're empowering sickos and perverts on the internet, and so therefore we need to take away their liability if they keep giving these people access to tools like this.
You know what occurs to me, I was thinking child porn was the first thing they went to in this case, but actually what they went to first was terrorism.
Oh, really?
Yeah. they start off with terrorism with the back doors when they first start demanding back doors and software. And they pointed out with the gun cases, or I don't even know if you can really call it terrorism, to be honest. But I think they've also brought up terrorism as well.
Terrorists are alleged to have used the Telegram platform, for instance.
Telegram
was mentioned.
I'm kind of thinking more of like the iPhone cases where the FBI has, you know, said, well, this person killed a bunch of people in shooting up a movie theater or some sort of theater, I think it was. Mm-hmm. And they were arguing how Apple should have to backdoor their phones. Well, this is all kind of in that same scope, basically. So I guess the terrorism didn't scare people enough, and maybe now they're appealing to emotion.
We'll tell you more about it coming up here. By the way, I do want to let you know about liberty.menu. It's for individuals who reject the initiation of force. So if you are somebody who agrees to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle, then you qualify to use liberty.menu. It is a tool for the liberty community, and it's at its core, it's a directory for events, businesses, digital content, and more. You can rate and you can review, and there's even a bit of a social network so you can connect and share with others. It's a great looking site, it's easy to use, and it's free. So unless you don't want some free publicity, get on over to liberty.menu and get signed up for an account there and list the things that you do so other people can find out about them. You can use code FTL and get a special Free Talk Live listener badge. We can't give you a discount because it's free at liberty.menu. We'll continue with the discussion here, but let's go first to Peter. He's on the line in Virginia. Peter, you're on with Ian, Nobody, and Chris.
Hey, guys. I'm actually going to talk about something different.
That's okay.
It's way different. So I was actually wanted to talk about secession.
Oh, great. Great topic.
And how as libertarians, not only do we abide by the non-aggression principle, but we ultimately want to decentralize our current system, which is heavily centralized. And what actually motivated me to call in was a discussion I had with a Beltway or DC libertarian about secession. And as you guys may know, those libertarians are quite different. If you mention secession, automatically they get triggered and label people who advocate secession as neo-Nazis or proponents of slavery or a racist. And
these people call themselves libertarians?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So you say they're Beltway, which means they live in D.C.?
Right. And
you're saying Beltway libertarians are making the claim that gun owners are racist?
No, I'm saying secessionists who advocate secession. Yes,
and so he's saying they don't like secessionists.
Do they understand that even means? It's not just a civil war.
No, exactly. But when you say secession, that's what pops up in their mind. Mm-hmm. And these people are associated with Reason Magazine and with all other tiny little institutes in D.C. that apparently are libertarian, but most
call me skeptical.
Reason is definitely libertarian.
Right. Most notably, Cato and Reason are perhaps the biggest ones in D.C. But those two organizations really are anti-secession, and in my opinion, they're not libertarian. Libertarianism, again, as I said, is not about having gay rights and black rights, but rather mainly abiding by the non-aggression principle and decentralization.
Gays and blacks have equal rights to everybody else.
Right. Well,
there just aren't any special gay rights that straight people don't have or the other way around.
Well, there's individual rights to the libertarian.
Yeah, they're human rights. Right, everybody has the same set.
Yep.
So again, I guess I'm sorry if I went on a tangent, but I just wanted to say that out, especially to your audience.
No, it wasn't. I don't feel like it was all that off topic. I mean, that's kind of what we were talking about. End-to-end encryption is decentralized, effectively. I mean, that's what it's doing. It's decentralizing. So,
well, it doesn't matter. You can be off topic, and that's totally fine. Yeah, so, what was it? The point of your call was to what? Point out that some people in the movement don't agree with secession.
Right, and ultimately, I really do think that, I myself am an anarchist, but I understand that, people won't read Rothbard, within the next 10 years. That is, everyone won't read, in the U.S. won't read Rothbard within the 10 years, and then somehow we we live in a Rothbardian world of, anarchism. And so I think the next best thing that us as libertarians we can do is advocate for secession, namely because of decentralization. I'd rather have a state government say that I can't bear arms, because what I can do is just get in my car, first off, sell my house, and then get in my car, and then move to, say, Maryland, where they, for example, are okay with me bearing arms. I mean, that's the system of federalism. That's the system that Jefferson and the anti-federalists stood for, and people like Hamilton and his cohorts, they stood for what we have now. And that is a powerful central government that really wants to control everyone's life under the guise of national security, general welfare, or the necessary and proper laws. And it really is a shame that those libertarians that are associated with the institutes I named earlier are anti-secession just because they think that we would advocate slavery. That really shows you
the that's what their reason is. They think that secession is all about slavery still.
Do you have an article you could point to or something that they've published that makes these claims? Because right now we've got a claim about a claim. And although what you're claiming they said is stupid, I would definitely like to see where they say that's their policy, because I have never seen reason published every secessionist is racist.
No, I actually work for one of those institutions, and I don't want to name which one. And I know their stance, and it isn't pro secession. And again, I don't want to name which institution, but I work for one of those. The two I just named a couple minutes ago. And if you mention anything about secession, or if you mention the names Tom Woods or Brian McClanahan, for example, they look at you weird.
I like Tom Woods. He has written some questionable stuff, though. For example, the thing about politically correct, 36 questions about American history you're not supposed to ask. He goes out of his way to, say, George Washington Carver really wasn't that great. And it's like, who cares? That's not even a...
He just dropped off the line. Were you going to finish your point?
That's true. When somebody hangs up on me...
There's still people listening.
Right. We still got the rest of y'all out there. I don't know. It just seemed kind of petty.
Well, I wouldn't put it past libertarians to be petty. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. What are some of the libertarian objections to secession? I've heard some directly from their mouths, and it didn't have to do with racism. Well, we can get into that coming up. Plus, more on this end-to-end encryption controversy. 855-450-FREE, like freedom. This is Free Talk Live.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
If you love them enough to turn off your music, then pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ag Council.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live, and you can bring up anything that you want here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Also, the Discord call-in line rooms open to you at discord.lrn.fm. With you here tonight, you've got Ian.
Nobody.
And Chris.
So we were talking about end-to-end encryption. We're going to come back to that, but our last caller brought up secession, and he says he lives in the Beltway. He was calling from Virginia, works for one of those organizations that he mentioned, either Reason Magazine or some Koch Brothers organization, Cato, I think it was that he mentioned. And he says that within this organization, if secession comes up, there's a certain attitude or a certain objection that comes down from people, that is, that they're against secession, and they bring up the idea of slavery as their objection to secession. So it's a very strange objection.
This just sounds like they're trying to appeal to the masses because they have this idea that you can convert people, and I don't buy into that. I think anybody who's really a libertarian should be excited by secession, not because it's something that we can actually not because it's something we can actually achieve, but because of it's the only way you're going to achieve, you know, a libertarian utopia, so to speak.
So if at first you don't secede, try again.
Yeah, and I don't think utopia is a possibility because that's just not possible. But you mean a more libertarian society, one without this nasty, massive federal state apparatus overreaching.
You can free a state effectively at the state level, but you're never going to free the region at the federal level. I mean, it just isn't going to happen. So what's the only way to do that? It's secession. And if you're not for secession, it doesn't, you could be for secession.
Succession would have to do with following a thing.
Yeah, you would be the guy after him.
Succession, sorry.
Yeah. Like if there's a king and
So in the case of succession, I would definitely oppose succession because I don't want another
state to follow it. Yeah, no doubt. Succession meaning to exit the agreement, to exit the United States.
Speaking
or
of which,
whatever political...
Brexit seems to be happening. They gave a speech to. They were waving British flags in the EU Parliament as they gave their farewell flag.
I still want to know what it means exactly because I have yet to see.
I have a story about it
or hear anything in practice. Like, is there a trade agreement between Europe now? And
there will be, undoubtedly. Well, but
is there no trade right now?
That Brussels can't impose. Well, you don't need an agreement to trade. You just need to not prevent it.
Well, right, but
they're going to prevent something.
I presume if there's no trade agreement, they're going to cut off all in and out of Europe to the UK.
Well, yeah, it's not the same as a blockade.
Is it?
Blockade is something you have to specifically do.
Look, hey, I've got a story here, but it's about a week old, so if there's a newer one, because the story I have is Britain's Brexit bill becomes law. So they finally passed the thing after arguing about it for the last 3 years or however long it's been. So we can talk about that, but I did want to bring up some of the objections that I've actually heard. So our caller says he's heard certain things in D.C., but we don't live there, so we don't talk to those people. What is it that the people in New Hampshire are saying who are libertarians who are against secession? Because they do exist. Mark Edge is one of our co-hosts. He is one of those people. Jason Sorens is sort of in favor of secession, but he's also against it now. So Jason Sorens is the founder of the Free State Project.
I think that has a better argument.
So, well, the first question you have to ask yourself is when you say somebody's opposed to secession, does that mean they're opposed to secession as a general rule, or they're opposed to State X trying to secede from the United States right now?
I think in the case of Jason Sorens, who's the founder of the Free State Project, and I can't put words in his mouth, but from what I understand, from what he's said, is he's not necessarily against the idea of secession. He just thinks people aren't ready for it, so therefore it's not something he would discuss or want to talk about.
I think it would be against our current interests, secession, mm-hmm. because effectively what you probably would end up doing is you end up cutting off the people who currently have an easy time moving to New Hampshire, assuming that this happens, which is usually what happens. You would end up curtailing your movement, effectively.
Now, why would that stop people from...
Unless
moving.
You had some sort of free movement.
Certainly we wouldn't have anybody at the border saying you can't come in.
The problem is we don't have control, right, of the state. Okay, let's be honest.
And we're not going to.
Right, we're not going to. And that's why it might be a bad idea, because, like, what happens if, I don't know, maybe the people in power today in New Hampshire say, well, we're going to allow immigration, but not if you're a libertarian. And then we never gain control of the state.
Well, that doesn't seem very likely, but I think that you would...
Not in the context of secession, especially, because that would mean that, somebody managed to secede.
You would need to have probably some level of influence in order to even get secession on the table, which would suggest that the libertarians would have influence at that point.
Not at that level.
But what you do bring up, even though this wasn't your point, you were close to what an actual concern, I think, would be, which is to say that, let's say there's enough libertarians in New Hampshire to get secession on the table, to get it talked about, maybe get it on the ballot, get it voted on, and maybe it passes.
Okay.
But that we're not a majority, right? We just had enough people to make this possible.
Right.
And so then what you will have, and even within the libertarian movement, because not everybody who calls themselves a libertarian is in favor of open borders. So you would likely see a schism within the libertarian community over the issue of, all right, well, we all agree with secession. Let's say we're on that table.
Right, we're there.
We're to the point where everybody agrees with, or enough people agree with secession, but then they don't agree on border policy after the secession. So now you've got the open border people who are saying, well, we want this place to be wealthy. We want immigrants to come in here. We want to give people a shot at freedom. And then the other people say, no, we don't want freedom for immigrants. We want to make sure we keep this thing the way it is. We don't want socialists coming in here.
Of course, the best argument against immigration is the existence of the welfare state.
Mm-hmm.
And by that, I include things like hospitals that have to treat you for free and schools that have to educate you for free.
And maybe you can get rid of that,
too. That's part of the welfare state. So once you've gotten rid of that, I think that would take the wind... Well, first off, it would take the wind out of the sails of the people who don't like immigration.
Yeah, that's true.
The second thing is it would definitely take the wind out of the sails of anybody who wanted to come here to sponge off the system.
There's,
why would
true.
They leave the United States? Why would they leave...
But you'd still be fighting against the xenophobes.
Yeah. Well, we're going to be fighting against them no matter what.
I think the issue is whether or not the people who are against immigration and they use the excuses that they use, are they really, really libertarian, and I only say that because I question or I'm doubtful, and I'm not saying this is the case for everybody, but I suspect a portion of them are still going to be against immigration even if you get rid of the
They're afraid of
welfare state.
I think there's
people.
A small portion that would, but I think that even that. I think that would be significantly decreased because we also wouldn't have a war on drugs, so there would be no gang activity to worry about.
I don't think it's a substantial concern, to be honest. Like, I don't think there's enough of people out there who are like that anyway, but...
Who are like what?
Who are favorite closed borders that are actually libertarian.
I mean, they all went over to the alt-right. I don't think there's many of those still trying to call themselves libertarian. They found their forever home.
All right, so I'll bring up the other objection from Mark Edge, who's one of our co-hosts here on Free Talk Live. He's against secession because he's afraid of the federal government.
Well, yeah, they might kill us is the best reason to oppose secession that I can think of. That, and it doesn't make sense to secede until the majority of the people wants to secede.
Well, they would They'd have to vote for it.
Just
like with Brexit.
Yeah, I mean, pretty much.
I think the argument against effectively... that stance is that, well, we can vote for secession and then... let's say we do, right? Let's say that happens. You know, it still is going to take people to get up in arms and, you know, fight the federal government if that's what people are going
to
do. But nothing is forcing
maybe
you don't have
it
to
will.
Fight them.
That depends
the
on, right. but that depends on who's in power in the federal government at the moment that this happens.
Sure.
So really, if you're a secessionist, asking our presidential candidates, would you go to war with a state?
Let's assume that the federal government would fight a war over this, okay? The question is, if this is now a libertarian utopia, right, who's going to force Mark Edge if he's concerned about, being killed? Who's going to force him to go to war? Nobody's going to force him to go to war.
If they nuke Manchester and he's in Manchester, he's dead, even though he didn't go to war.
No, that would New Hampshire's too small of a state. They would never nuke Manchester.
Yeah, I think it's highly unlikely, but people do make that argument. You
they
can
do.
Never
That's
resist
absurd.
The government.
That's
They've
absurd.
Got nukes.
They'll roll in tanks. 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. They'll assassinate people. They'll assassinate
the
leaders.
They will kill people, but they won't nuke.
There's more coming up here. Tell that to Japan. More coming up. I want to tell you about my favorite cryptocurrency wallet, Edge Wallet, at edge.app. Edge is the wallet I use more than any other, and that was true long before Edge Wallet became a sponsor of Free Talk Live. Edge Wallet allows you to buy, sell, trade, and securely hold your cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin, Ethereum, tokens, Monero, Ripple, Dash, Bitcoin Cash, and more. It's available for both Android and iOS, and you can download it via the Play or App Store or via Edge Wallet's website, edge.app. Secure your freedom with Edge Wallet.
Free Talk Live is now on more than 200 radio stations nationwide. We've had more than 18 million podcast downloads, and we claim millions of listens a month. We're a multimedia ad venue with print, email, web, and terrestrial radio marketing platforms. We strive to have ad packages that cater to advertisers big and small. Contact me today at mark@freetalklive.com to see what we can do for you. mark@freetalklive.com. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. But if you can service a national audience, contact me, mark@freetalklive.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.